You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, guess what?
Here we go.
Yeehaw!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
To Dave's Corner Garage, coming to you live, and I always say somewhat clear. It depends on the night before. But we had chicken last night, so I guess we're good to go.
I wasn't thinking chicken. I'm thinking inebriants of some kind. You know, that's what would give you a foggy head in the morning.
Well, it happens. We have a live show for you this morning. Vince Beretta, who is with Insight Insurance, known as Walkaway Insurance. And it's not insurance, Steve.
No, Walkaway
Debt Protection.
See that?
And look, if you're watching on Facebook Live, look, they're wearing Walkaway hats.
Yeah, that's true.
Free too.
I had drunken chicken last night. Anyways, Vince is with us. We're going to be talking about negative equity and how you should be protected. Terry O'Keefe is going to join us from Ombic. And again, the subject will be, are you in trouble with negative equity? And what is a dealer's responsibility to help you either not get into it or to get out of it? Thirdly, Jason Dale. We're glad to introduce a new sponsor with us, a new association with Georgian College for Automotives. What they do is they actually teach the automotive business education and what it takes to become an automotive enthusiast, employer, sailor, whatever.
Seller.
Whatever you need. This is a new program.
Hi there, seller.
That you can get into.
Look at the size of that
program. A couple of things. Facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage. Watch, like, and follow us. If you do follow us, you will be entered into a contest to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Elvis was there.
Yes.
He's still there. And imagine people making more money after they die than they would.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? You know, they talk about, you know, record sales and money that they're making. Worth more dead.
So this is pretty popular. Also, we are posting the show live this morning. It is on Facebook, /Dave's Corner Garage. You can see us in our hats from Walk Away. They're good-looking hats. I mean, great fishing hat.
Are you a fisherman?
I used to be, yeah.
Hey, I thought you were a lumberjack.
No, I don't care. We're going to be talking about Mike. He's calling in, or, you know, he's going to be talking and send messages about all the shows in, around the area. And that's about it. It's going to be busy, busy, busy. We can take some of your calls mid-hour, so please do call in, and we'll get some questions answered.
The lines are open now.
Yeah.
All right? And don't forget, you can see Dave, who's wearing a burgundy Walkaway Debt Protection hat. Look at the camera. Ooh, it's not broken. And Al's wearing gray. You're ready for the Raiders.
Gray?
The Raiders would like you.
Is that what the colors they wear?
Yeah.
Is this weekend? Is the season?
Yeah, the season started on Thursday. But anyway.
I've been watching Canadian football. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
What about that tennis match is going to be on?
Bianca. Go for it, girl.
Woo!
So we want to take your calls with Vince Brett, who'll be coming up right after this break. He is the founder of Walkaway Debt Protection. And, of course, go to Facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage. You can put in your questions right into us because not everybody's as shy as Dave and Al, and we'll take your questions too. Okay, Al, take us out, buddy, on your Walkaway hat.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we are going to be with you for the entire hour, as are your calls. So if you're getting through right now, which many people are, please be patient. Our operators are sitting by, and they'll get to your calls very shortly. We have on the line Vince Beretta, who is the founder of Walkaway Debt Protection. And over to you, Dave, and your brand-new burgundy Walkaway
hat. Hey, fits nice.
Yeah.
Fits nice. Morning, Vince. How are you?
We had to get an extra huge hat for Dave's head.
Glad you said that.
Actually, where it gets pointy, that's where the hat sits.
How are you guys?
Very well. Vince writes articles continually about debt protection and the facts that people are going to be in trouble when it's time to trade in their cars and they owe more on the trade than the car is actually worth. So let's talk a little bit about what's called negative equity. Vince, please go ahead.
Well, you know, not so much that you're in trouble when you go to trade in your car. The potential for trouble is there, and that's the thing with insurance, right? I mean, and that's what we do. Despite that, we call ourselves debt protection. I'm going to be, you know, frank, and it is insurance. And what we insure is that your savings remain intact when something befalls you that's outside of your control, like a job loss or a physical or mental disability, or you've been transferred out of the country. I could go on and on. We've got a whole list of features and benefits of our program on walkaway.ca. But when you have negative equity and you need some cash flow in your life, the easiest thing for you to do is maybe walk away from your car or have your car payments made for you. And that's what we do. We facilitate your ability to simply return your car to the selling dealer, and we pay out the difference between what you owe on your car and what the actual cash value of your car is. And that is negative equity.
It's amazing.
The difference between those two numbers, and it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've seen it grow over the last 20 years from like an average of $5,000 now to in excess of almost $8,000.
Right. And so now, first of all, you know, you're having to give up the car in the first place, and it's usually because something catastrophic has happened, either a physical injury or mental, or like you say, even loss of job. So now you have no money coming in, correct?
Well, in our country, thank goodness, we've got a social network. So you might have unemployment, or you might have a health benefits plan that's paying 60, 70, 75% of your income. But if your income's cut, if you've lost your job and you're on unemployment insurance, I think it's somewhere like 43% of your income.
Right. So now you're in no position to make this lease payment. I'm amazed, you know, Vince, how many people think they can just walk away and say, well, I don't need the car anymore. I'm just going to give it back to the leasing company. Well, you can give it back.
You can do that.
Yeah.
The leasing company is going to come after you for the remaining payments.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, the remaining payments plus the residual. That's what it says in your lease agreement.
Correct,
if you look to break the lease early, mm-hmm. you're responsible for the remaining payments in total, less a little bit of an interest credit, plus the residual value. So, you know, and that's going to show up on your credit report and in future borrowing. If you go to borrow money again, it's going to cost you a whole heck of a lot more because your credit rating shows that you don't deserve the best interest rates when you borrow money.
Vince, there's a couple of things that sort of step out here. One, it's leasing and purchasing a car. And secondly, I always remember you told me initially it's free. It comes with the sale of the car.
Well, we like to say complimentary.
Yes.
Dave, it is complimentary, provided paid for by the dealer on your behalf.
Yes. Okay.
It's 12 months of our basic coverage, and you can extend, and that's a $7,500 benefit. And if you are eligible to upgrade your coverage for the full term and enhance the coverage, which not only provides you the ability to return your car, but we would make payments for you. We have a 4-month plan, we have a 6-month plan, and we have a 12-month plan that we would make payments for you on your behalf.
And so the other part of that is that the cost of this could actually be put into the capitalization of the vehicle.
Yeah, you know what? When you're borrowing money on your lease or loan, you roll the premium in and makes a nice easy payment. So it's like literally, you know, a couple of bucks a month, up to, you know, $10 or $12 a month. But when you need it, it's there. And we always like to say it's better to have it and not need it versus need it and not have it.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking like, don't scotch guard your seats. Get yourself protected, you know, and get this. This is really a phenomenal piece of documentation.
Yeah. And you know what, Dave? It's all ages. We don't discriminate on the complimentary program. It is all ages. We have no pre-existing health exclusions. It doesn't matter what ailment you may be living with today.
We have been doing this now for 20 years. We have eradicated over $100 million of automotive debt for consumers, and we've never, ever pulled a health record to adjudicate a health-related claim.
Fascinating.
That's unprecedented in the industry. And if you look to buy one of our upgraded products, as long as you're 80 years of age, less a day, you're eligible for up to 96 months of coverage.
You made it, Dave.
Close enough.
Vince, stay on the line, okay? We got you for one more segment. And for everybody who's listening right now, we welcome your calls. You'll hear the number right after the break. And what we want to do is, if you're going to go out and look for a car this weekend, what to know about it when you're going in there, and Walk Away can certainly help you out. And Vince is here. But your car questions, anything you want, give us a call right now. And follow us on Facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage and enter to win a trip to Vegas.
Las Vegas. Woohoo!
Viva!
My son called it Lost Wages.
Well, I see how he plays cards, though.
That's why they say whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No, everything stays in Vegas.
Everything stays there. Exactly.
We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You can go to our website as well and register for a chance to win a trip for two to Vegas. And that would be a good theme, so we should bounce it off of Vince.
And you can use up to 2 years. You don't have to do it right away.
If you had the left bank do a new jingle for Walk Away, it could be Just Walk Away.
Vince, another question for you. I was going to say good morning, but I did that already. The car the guy's trading in, obviously he has no money. He hasn't been servicing it. It's got some scratches on it. It's got a couple of damages on it. How do we handle that as far as when you're doing a debt protection? It's over and above.
Oh, so you're returning your car?
Yes.
And it's a lease car?
Yes.
So we allow for you to be 110% over your prorated mileage at the time you're returning your car.
Okay.
So, I'd say about half the people, excuse me, are probably driving a little bit more than their mileage allowance. Some people, way overshoot it, but we give you a free grace period, free grace of 110%. So we give you a 10% extra allotment there with no extra charges. And then if there's some scratch and dents and whatnot that would fall beyond normal wear and tear, you as an individual would be responsible for that. Unless, of course, you've purchased wear and tear protection.
With the policy, which is also a good policy.
Yeah. So there's a range of products available to consumers to protect themselves from, things that when they're returning their car and they say, well, here you go. There's a $1,200 bill for your excess mileage. There's a scratch, dent, this, that, and the other thing. There's a whole list of things that when you return a car under a lease, that you may be responsible for, and there are products to protect you from those particular situations, and those are what it's commonly known as wear and tear coverage. For example, in the Toyota Lexus, it's called Wear Pass, and the Ford area, Ford calls it Wear Care.
Mm.
These types of things. So yeah, you under a Walk Away policy, if you are returning a car that has some light damage, you're responsible. If you're returning a car with insurable damage, we ask you to call your insurance company and get that repaired.
In my house, they always called it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
honey,
it's your car, Alan.
Only when it breaks.
Well, and they have to watch out for those plazas. Those malls are just terrible. We've been talking about, drop dead, I got to give the car back. But you guys also do the gap kind of coverage as well, correct? Like, I'm out of a job right now, but I'm looking and I could go back to work.
Yeah, we cover gap coverage. It's a little bit different in the sense that we, when you have negative equity and your car gets written off, accident, tree falls on it, gets stolen, floods, those types of things, where your car is deemed a total loss. The insurance company's obligation is to provide you with the market value of that car. So under the scenario, you owe $30,000, but the insurance company gives you a check for $22,000. You still have an $8,000 liability on that loan. And gap protection covers the negative equity under a total loss scenario.
You know, all right. So my scenario back to it was, you know, like I say, I just lost my job. I just need coverage until I get my new one. But I'm still driving the car, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. We have a product and program that makes payments. Yes, yeah.
Now, there's another thing that I wanted to bring up was this. I was always amazed when you tell me how many people actually walk into a dealership and pay cash. How much is that car? $48,000. $49,000, $50,000. There you go.
True cash. I'm telling you, say true cash, you're not using a line of credit.
Right.
You're not using any sort of credit facility. It's around 1%.
Phenomenal. 1% of the population
have actual cash money. And there are cases of people having, you know, where they walk in with a shoebox.
Well, part of that is you can't get a shopping bag anymore, eh? It used to be either paper or plastic. All right, Vince, we got to get running. We got to be going. But how do people find out?
They have to walk away, basically.
Well, how do they get their walkaway protection? There's my quick question.
Visit an authorized walkaway dealer. And if you're looking for one, simply go to our website, walkaway.ca. You'll fill out a form. Say I'm looking for X, Y, and Z, and we provide you with a list of authorized walkaway dealers in your area. Unfortunately, we do not publish our customer list because it's a competitive environment. So we keep it that way. Just say, hey, I'm looking for a Chevy Tahoe in Cambridge, and we say, here are your dealers.
Very good, Vince. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, guys.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Vince Barreto, Walkaway Debt Protection.
Attaboy.
It's well worth
it. That way you don't walk away mad. You walk away glad.
But you walk away.
Just like that. Just you walk away, Renee.
Speaking of leaving, we'll be right back.
Dave's Corner Garage is where you are, and right back to some news that you have. Fresh off your desk.
Okay, here we go. The government has announced that we can now use our cell phones to prove that we have car insurance. You have to take a picture of the little pink card, and you can put it on your phone as a film. And they don't use film anymore, do they?
No.
As a digital content. And if the constabulary pulls you over, you can show them your insurance on your cell phone.
And it's about time. We're the last province in Canada to do it. The main thing that blocked it was that it was a human rights issue.
Yes.
So when you do have this take place curbside, the police officer will take a picture of your phone with the PDF on there of your pink slip, but don't give the constable your phone.
Now, what about your driver's license? They always say, give me driver's license, phone,
and
registration.
Same thing.
And
right
registration.
Now, right now, it's just the insurance.
Just the insurance.
Yeah.
So as
still
of
need
now,
that plastic folder inside the glove box.
Hang on. I got to get my wallet out. Okay, another one just quickly is, do you know what a Lexophile is?
No.
Well,
it used to be a bar downtown, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mike Filey sent me this. Alexophile is kind of a play on words, like a synonym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here an example. I changed my iPod's name to Titanic. It's sinking now.
Oh.
Little humor.
Very.
Okay, another small one. England has no kidney bank, but it does have a Liverpool.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's time to go to a question because these are killer, Mike. Great stuff.
All right. Eugene's been waiting on the line. Eugene, thank you very much for joining us today. You've got a Toyota Highlander.
I'm looking at buying one in about another 2 weeks. It will be a cash deal.
Uh-huh.
Cash? Like spending money cash?
Yeah. The green stuff.
Okay. I don't think you should do that. But anyways, just go ahead.
We have two vehicles. I have a RAV 2013.
Yes.
And my wife has a 2014 Camry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we like to, is it best to trade them in separately after the deal is made or sell them?
Well, they won't let you do that anymore. They'll ask you if you have a trade. And the reality, I always push the site vmrcanada.com.
Okay.
If you get on that site, it's vmrcanada.com.
Okay.
It'll give you a price of what your vehicle's worth wholesale and what your vehicle's worth retail.
Okay.
Take the wholesale value because that's what they don't need your car, put it that way. So they're buying your car from you at the wholesale value. So take that wholesale value, then add 13% because of the HST credit that you have.
Right. Okay.
So now you're going to get 13% over the wholesale value. And the best way is just move it that way, because when you're dealing these types of vehicles, you can get a lot of people come to your door. It's a big hassle. Strangers come to your house, and then later they know where you live and all kinds of other stuff. So
yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right. The other part of that is I don't know if I would be paying cash, because the interest rates right now are so low that it doesn't pay to use your own money.
You know. So what would you recommend then?
Keep your money in the bank, put it in a GIC or whatever. Just invest it. And use their money, because their money's like 0.9%. Sometimes it's 0%. Especially at the end of model runs, it'll be 0%. So why pay interest? Why not use their money if they're not using yours? And right, the last thing I was going to say.
I never thought of it that way.
Okay, the last thing, are you still in business working?
No, I'm retired now.
Okay, talk to your accountant and see what you can write off. You can write off going, I think, to the hospital. You can write off going to different areas. You keep mileage records, and you can write off mileage on your car as long as it's involved in something in your lifestyle.
Right. Okay.
All right. Alan, anything to add?
Okay. No. All right, Eugene. Thanks for calling.
And a great Thank car. So Both much. Great cars. My wife's looking at one, too.
It's been a year and a bit since your wife has been looking for a vehicle.
She's slow. I have to tell you, I'm happy. Take your time. I took her to the Cadillac dealer, and I took her to the GMC dealer, and she specifically wants to be a car that's square that she can get in and out of easy.
Oh, it's I saw one yesterday, and I didn't even know it was a Cadillac till I got up close. It looked like a CRV kind of thing.
It did, yeah. It wasn't a great car. We ended up looking at a Terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Denali, beautiful machines.
You know, we were talking about Deprotect before with Vince from Walkaway. He was telling me when we were at their offices about a week and a half ago that for every dollar a Canadian earns, they now owe $1.83.
Wow.
That's a staggering.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And when you see the ads on, whether it's on radio, in radio, on TV, now they're breaking it down where your payments are daily. So they're just like, here's the hook. Boom. $1.83 for every dollar you make.
26 weeks is a better way to go, because you get two extra payments in the year.
Yeah.
And that's how they reduce the interest.
But $1.83 debt? Terrible.
Let's talk to Bill in Innisfil.
Well, we got to take a break there, Dave.
Okay, Bill.
Where's Bill? Hey, Bill? Billy, you there?
Bill's
there?
Bill, did you get did you hear the previous caller?
I did hear, but I don't know whether I understood. He said something about 13% add on to what the dealer.
Yeah, well, you're asking what a possible trade quote is. Go on to VMR Canada is the website.
VMR?
Yeah, VMRCanada.com. Go on that website, punch in your car. It'll tell you what the trade-in value is. And when you trade it in, they'll also give you your HST back. So it's best to do it that way. I don't know what kind of vehicle you have, but that information is vital.
We got to run, but thanks for your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
And negative equity is going to be a big theme of today's show. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Terry O'Keefe from OMVIC, his views on negative equity. And your calls are wide open. We've got a few people holding on, but we'll get to yours. So give us a call. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Well, we got lots of calls to get to, so please stand by, and we'll get to them before the hour is out in a boot. Over to you, Dave.
All righty. Our show is kind of serious today because we're talking about money.
Uh-huh.
And with us is Terry O'Keefe. Terry is with OMVIC, which is the Ontario Motor Vehicle Industry Council. They are the regulators of the auto industry. Terry, good morning. And the question is, does the dealer have a responsibility to discuss negative equity when they're sitting at the table and haggling out the price of the car?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. If there's negative equity involved, the dealer does have a responsibility to make sure that negative equity is reflected accurately on the bill of sale, and to make sure that the customer understands the financing that they're getting into.
You know, I noticed that a lot of lease departments will phone customers up after 24 months, 28 months, because the value of the car has dropped down to a value they can deal with. That's really the worst situation, isn't it, for negative equity?
We've actually seen consumers, examples of consumers who have got negative equity. And this is generally caused by extended term financing, not always, but that's the normal cause for it. And they trade in that car, and then they're rolling that negative equity into the car loan for their next car, and then they keep that car for only 2 years and do it again, and now they're rolling two vehicles worth of negative equity, and then they do it again, and they've got three vehicles negative equity rolled into the loan for their car.
Wow.
They literally owed almost twice what they paid for the car, and because half of their car loan was negative equity that they had rolled three times. Negative equity will snowball on consumers. So whether it's getting out of a lease early or getting out of your finance agreement early, you're probably looking at a negative equity situation. And that's why we tell consumers, if one of the things that you should ask yourself when you're considering an extended term loan is, how long do I normally keep cars? If I normally only keep cars 3 years, why am I getting an 8-year car loan?
Well, right. because we all know it's because all they're talking about is how much can you afford a month?
That's right. They're monthly payment junkies, and they're not looking that long term and understanding the ramifications of that extended term loan. But back to your original question, Dave, absolutely. Dealers do have a responsibility to explain this to their customers and also to make sure that the contract accurately reflects the true nature of the transaction. And I say that, and things have, and by the way, things on that front have really, really improved. It was very, very common just 2 years ago that in order to help get that customer financed, the customer that's got a lot of negative equity, they would, I'm going to say, fudge some of the numbers on the contract. They would inflate the value of the trade-in to help hide that negative equity. Suddenly there was equity in the car, not negative equity. But in order to do that, they also had to inflate the value of the vehicle the person was buying.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most unusual situations I saw was the line item on the bill of sale said lug nuts, $7,935.
Oh my Lord.
Don't give them a word like lug nuts on a Saturday.
Unbelievable.
Lug nuts. Unbelievable.
So these are really people, you know, in a way they're trapped because they can't buy a used car and get the same sort of financing rate. So they're trapped into buying a new car, and the new cars disappear from the marketplace, a lot of them going down to the U.S. So they're basically buying an American a car, or part of a car.
Yeah, it's true. But having said that, we do see negative equity in used car purchase contracts as well. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with negative equity. It is perfectly legal for there to be negative equity on a bill of sale, for a dealer to help that customer roll their negative equity into the purchase of a new vehicle. That is all perfectly legal. I think the latest stats actually shows it happens with 45% of all new vehicle purchases. All OMBIC requires from the dealer is that they make sure that the customer understands what they're doing and that negative equity is reflected accurately on the bill of sale.
How do they get more information?
OMBIC.ca. We've got some great resources there.
Yeah, you do.
And for the dealers who might be listening, we even have a negative equity calculator. It's very plain language. You can download it, put it on your computer screen, and use it to help your customers understand negative equity. If they go to that website, just go to the Help for Dealers tab, and it's a great simple tool to help their customers understand negative equity.
I didn't even know you had that.
I bet you all the fonts are in red.
Only one of them.
We look forward to having you down here. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Terry O'Keefe from OMBIC. It's OMBIC.ca.gov.
Okay, coming up next, if you are looking to get into the automotive business, we got a really interesting caller coming up next. Jason Dale from the Automotive Business School College of Georgian College will be up next. So stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Okay, this is Dave's Corner Garage on your weekend. And we want to welcome Jason Dale, who is the Executive Director for the Automotive Business School College of Canada up at Georgian College. Good day. How are you, Jason?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. Hey, take it away.
Jason, I understand you started like us. You had grease under your nails.
I did. I started in the business 30 years ago, turning wrenches in a small garage in downtown Toronto.
Wow, that's learning the business from the ground up for sure. And
we all did.
Well, some of us kept on doing that same thing, though. But Jason, you moved on from obviously just working on cars, correct?
I did, absolutely. Actually, my passion is the fixed operations of the automotive dealerships,
mm-hmm.
and worked my way through there for quite some time until I decided to move into the variable side.
We call it the fixed operations, but you're not fixing any cars. What exactly is fixed operations for people who may not know?
Fixed operations is working in the parts and service departments of a car dealership.
but on the admin side.
If you don't got the part, nothing gets fixed.
So tell us about the program at Georgian College.
Sure, absolutely. So we were established in 1985 by industry for industry. And really, we truly serve the automotive industry and want to make sure that we are doing the best job possible to provide quality education for quality careers.
So you actually do have a two-year diploma course that these people take?
We do. We have a two-year diploma course, which consists of two co-op terms, starts in September and January, and it's geared towards entry-level positions up to mid-level management positions. And remember, not just for dealerships, for all automotive industry, OEMs, manufacturing, aftermarket industry, developing careers in accounting, marketing, and HR. We also offer an honors BBA four-year degree program in automotive management. This program consists of 8 academic semesters with 12 months of paid co-op.
And it
boasts a 90% job placement. Now, this program was designed to equip the students for entry to mid-level positions at corporate offices and other sectors of the automotive. And the undergraduate degree program is considered equivalent to a university, which means that graduates have the option to further study at the master's level.
Now, question, this is a private college, correct?
It's a private college, but we work underneath Georgian College. So we're actually the CADA, the Canadian Automotive Dealers Association, is under a memorandum of understanding with Georgian College. So we actually work at a Georgian college. So the college life for the students is there. Mm-hmm. They have opportunities with gym equipment. They have opportunities with libraries and studies, and to collaborate with other areas of the college. So with innovation, with engineering, et cetera.
So it's like the U of T. They're different colleges within the college, so that
yes, absolutely,
exactly.
And you know, reading the bio on the college itself, there's what struck me as being really cool is that you're opening up this program to bring in more women into the industry.
Absolutely. I mean, currently there's about 10% women in the automotive industry, and one of our goals is to really capture more women into the automotive industry. It's not just sales jobs and service technician jobs. I mean, there's accounting jobs, HR, marketing, sales. There's so many different avenues within the automotive industry.
Do you find that you can get people from out of province too to join this organization?
So one of my personal goals is definitely going across Canada. We are a Canadian school. We're the Automotive Business School of Canada, and it's been known that we're the best kept secret, and I really don't want it to be anymore. So I get across Canada, talk to students at high school fairs. I get out to industry events to really speak about our school and promote it across Canada.
Okay, in terms of cost, what does the student have to pay? Is it subsidized or is it all coming out of his pocket?
It is all coming out of the pocket. As any other program that you would be taking,
right?
And the grants are there if they want to get into
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. There's grants available, and there's also, I mean, we have over $150,000 worth of industry supporting scholarships.
Jason, we're going to just put you on hold for a second. We'll take a quick break because you can't hear the music. But when we come back, we'll just finish this off.
And while we're waiting for that music to go into commercials, Jason, what's the website for Georgian College's school there?
www.automotivebusinessschoolofcanada.ca.
Okay, great. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Where has the time gone? We got to wrap up with Jason Dale from the school up in Georgian College. Al, you had a couple questions for Jason?
Well, for people who are listening live, you know, we've just gotten through our first week of school. Has your school started already, or when does the program begin?
Yeah, our school starts the same time. So we began this week, first week back. We had a fantastic orientation, and we do a couple of extra things for the Automotive Business School of Canada students. We had two evenings, one with a panel of our 7 alumni that came out to talk to the students, and then we also had a trivia night, some fun stuff to get them started on their new career.
Now, question, if somebody's heard us now, but obviously it was kind of late, can they start in the second semester kind of thing in the fall, in the winter? Or do you always
start? Yes, they can.
They can. Also,
yep.
Depending on
the program.
Right. So it's quite flexible.
How do they get in touch with you?
You can reach us through the Georgian College website. You can Google us on Google at the Automotive Business School of Canada. And all of our information's on there.
Jason, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Have a good weekend.
And a quick announcement from Mike
Wilson.
Mike Wilson, which is Wayfair Insurance now.
See?
I did it right. Used to be Lant. But they're having Saturday, September the 7th, Stouffville Motor Fest.
That's today.
That's up in Stouffville. Sunday is Cars and Coffee. My son goes to that. They get a lot of people. They get 300-400 people.
It's
with
great way to hang out in the afternoon.
Yeah. They cover you for coffee and star and car. Even if don't go, just go for coffee.
And we should really embarrass somebody within Wayfair right now in a nice way.
Okay. Okay. How's it?
Happy birthday, Jeff Coy.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, don't, please.
All right. Lastly, Sunday to September 15th, the Highway 11 Cruisers season finale.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so all this information is available at lant.ca, by the way. And look up events and you'll see all this stuff with the dates and all the good things. Anything else to say? No, other than we are happy to do this. We all love you. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, sure. Did you hear Bill, that the bus just went right over me?
No, okay. Just to make you happy.
Wait a minute. You asked a question.
I know a guy who's addicted to drinking brake fluid, but he says he could stop at any time. But brought to you by Mike Farley.
You still got 3 minutes, so go knock yourself out. What do you want to talk about?
Electric cars. Volkswagen is announcing a new electric car coming out. Porsche's got a new electric car coming out. Looks like they're actually going after a high-end market with this stuff, performance cars. Alan?
Well, listen, they do perform. There's no question. You step on the gas pedal and it goes quick.
Yeah, we can't
It just doesn't go long.
But you can't call it gas pedal.
Oh, you're right. Call it? Sorry, accelerator pedal.
The accelerator or the exciter. There's probably a good contest right now.
Could you not just call it the electronic panel?
How about the volume control? How about the pedal on the right?
Turn up that pedal.
Is a TPS really a TPS?
Because it's the throttle. You still got a throttle.
Right.
Is the throttle specifically
You know,
gas?
The biggest issue is now with these electric cars, as they're getting more range, I was talking to the dealership, Old Mill, chatting with them about electric cars and the new Chevy Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, it says 300 kilometers you can go.
Right.
But in reality, it's 150.
Wow, that much?
Yes. You've got the heat going on or air conditioning.
Really, really? Liar, pants on fire.
150 is enough for the city. I mean, what you buzzing around?
Well, yeah. But listen, if they told you that you were going to get so many miles per gallon in a vehicle and you bought it for that specific reason.
Is that the same thing as how many kilometers per gallon?
Yeah.
You'd be ticked off because you say, hang on, you know what? False advertising.
Well, there's a very cool app you can get now on your phone. You download it and it'll give you all the locations where you can get your car charged up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
wait an hour while the guy in front of you is juicing up.
No, they got about 6 or 7 per station.
So there you go. I would buy, if I was in the restaurant business, in the fast food business, I'd be buying those chargers and sticking them on my wall. They're not much. They're $2,500.
Yeah.
And just put 3 or 4 of them there, and you get people coming in and having a meal while they're
charging. Oh, see, I thought it was for your delivery guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it reduces the carbon footprint. If you see any pictures of the Amazon going on right now with the fire, it has to be done before it's too late. It is. We want to thank everybody for who called in, and also special shout outs to Vince Beretta from walkaway.com.ca. And we're going to be back next week with some more great stuff and a chance to enter to win a trip to Vegas. You really want to go, don't you, Gilman?
And don't forget, if you want to get a future in the automotive business like we have, go to Automotive Business School in Canada.
You know what? The truth is, I never had a day that I didn't work. Never had a day off my whole entire career.
Well, it's a great program because, you know, it's going to attract more younger people into the business.
Yes.
And especially young women who are trying to get in, and they don't have to be in the mechanical side, but learn the business.
This is the other side of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like college. They're going to have like a glee club. And
you just want to do that, Fred.
Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. See you on the flip-flop. Goodbye, everybody. Just sing a song and
bring the sunny weather. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.